Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us this morning. And the war of words, in a sense, between President Trump and Vladimir Putin escalating some, the president saying that Putin had gone crazy with some of these latest attacks on Ukraine, and then the Russians saying this is just an emotional response.
Yeah. You know, Trump really lashed out online over the weekend. He said that he had a very good relationship with Putin, but he has gone absolutely crazy. And this came in the wake of some of the largest air assaults yet that we've seen on Ukraine, even as the president has been trying to urge Russia and Ukraine to get behind a ceasefire and the end of the war. You know, the president saying that he's surprised that Putin is acting this way. Meanwhile, European leaders are saying, no, no, this is how he's been all along. And, you know, we all said that he was not really interested in peace. And it may be that President Trump is now coming around to that realization, which is probably frustrating because President Trump has been saying since even before he took office that this war never would have started had he been president. And yet he is president now, and Vladimir Putin doesn't seem to be doing anything that Trump wants him to do.
Well, the president has threatened tariffs and other economic sanctions against many nations around the world. He's been reluctant in the past to do so against Russia. Do we see any change on that front?
He told reporters this weekend that he's considering it, that he's open to it. He has said that before. He hasn't actually gone through with it. It's more sort of a threat that he's made from time to time to try to get Putin's attention. The problem is that it's not much of a threat, and this has stymied lawmakers from both parties because we are sanctioning so many Russian goods already and Russian banks that, you know, it's hard for sanctions, U.S. sanctions, to do much more damage than they're doing already.
If the president is unable to get Vladimir Putin to go along with any kind of end to the hostilities with Ukraine, would that mean that he would side more with Vladimir Zelensky, or would it mean that he might follow some of the comments that Vice President Vance has made in the past and just walk away from the whole process?
You know, I think anything is possible. It's easy to see him walking away. That is something that he has threatened before. It's something Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, has threatened. You know, we're not going to do this forever. If we think that there's no deal to be had, then, you know, we've got other things we can focus on. The question, I think, becomes, do they just walk away but continue to support Ukraine militarily and with humanitarian aid, or do they pull the plug on that too? President Trump has made it clear repeatedly, including this weekend, that he's no fan of Zelensky's either. He kind of, made a gratuitous remark about Zelensky, even as he was lashing out at Putin, saying, you know, he runs his mouth and he talks too much. So it's not clear exactly what the Trump administration would do if these talks fail, and how that would impact Ukraine's ability to defend itself if suddenly its largest backer walked away.
Is there a sense that within the administration, are there two different camps on that, one that would favor walking away and one that would favor continuing to support the Ukrainians?
Yes, I think you have, the more traditional wing of the Republican Party that is represented to some degree within the administration that sees this as a matter of containment of Russia, that if we were to walk away from Ukraine, that would send a signal to Russia that it's okay. If you just attack for long enough, eventually you're going to get what you want, and that perhaps that might fuel Russia's ambitions to try to take other territory. And so they worry about that. And they worry about the message it would send, for example, to China, that the U.S. is only going to stay in this fight for a certain period of time and then, you know, go ahead, do what you want. But there is this Trump wing of the party and the vice president, as you pointed out, that feels that this is not America's fight, that we don't have a direct national security interest in Ukraine's sovereignty, that we are spending billions of dollars that we don't necessarily have or can't afford to defend Ukrainian territory, and they believe that the money could be better spent elsewhere. So there is this tension, and, you know, that tension exists on Capitol Hill as well. And for every Republican you have urging the president to up sanctions, you've got another Republican saying, you know, maybe this isn't our fight.
Nancy, thank you so much for taking time to give us your insight this morning.
You got it. Good to be with you.